Thank you guys so much for being with us today on Galesburg Live.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Such good friends of the radio station. And congratulations on your 40th anniversary. That is hard to believe.
It sure is.
It's got to be. And I know we were outside, and one of my coworkers asked you, so what's, 40 years? And you said, yeah, I've been here for all of them.
Yes.
I've been a part of for all of them. Yeah. So you've got a big celebration going on this Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah. And starts early, 10 o'clock. I think the train is going to show up for the free kid crids rides. There's going to be a bunch of other stuff going on, cheap sandwiches and gift cards given out to veterans. And
it's happening there. At 10 o'clock, you said. So basically everything. But you're going all day long. You've got lots of things going on. We've got the radio station's going to be there broadcasting about the event. But when you say free train rides, tell me about the train rides for the kids.
Yeah, so there's going to be a train. I mean, there's going to have seats behind it. They're just going to pull it around the parking lot.
Okay.
Cool little thing for kids. Yeah. I know my nephews love riding anything like that. Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to have a good time. They'll just be out there 10 to 2, I believe.
Okay.
So,
and Eric, you had said that when you went back to 1981, the newspaper ad.
Right. The newspaper ad in 1981 announced the grand opening.
Yeah.
When we did. Down in the lower corner of it said free train ride sponsored by the JCs. So,
cool.
It's kind of like, hey, so 40 years later, we're still going to give free train rides.
Oh, that is great. That is so cool. And then, so along with the free train rides for kids, you've got the half rail sandwiches, free cupcakes.
Yeah, free cupcakes.
But half rail sandwiches, just $3.50?
Yeah, the cold half rail sandwiches, number 1 through 11, they'll all be $3.50, and that's...
Oh.
$1.50 or so off each one. So pretty good deal.
And something else you're doing for veterans. Tell me about that.
The Lieber Foundation is sponsoring a giveaway. And so every veteran that comes in and identifies themselves, we'll give $20 gift cards to them for future purchases in the store.
Every veteran that comes in today during the celebration is going to get a $20 gift card.
$20, yes.
Correct.
For Lieber, that's incredible. That is wonderful. The Lieber Foundation, help me out. What is the Lieber Foundation for people who are not familiar?
Yeah, so it's in memory of my grandma, who helped start the was Hungry Hobo then, now Boxcar.
Yeah.
Helped start it. She passed away in 1992, and my uncle started a foundation in her memory. And we take money, put in there and stuff, and just decided that we did feed the 5,000 for the needy people that during COVID, the people that needed food. And so now we've done a lot of work with the veterans through the VFW and Defenders of Freedom and the Legion down in Springfield. We've done work with them.
Yeah.
So, we like to help out the veterans any chance we get. So
That's incredible. Yeah. $20 gift certificate for every veteran that comes in Saturday during your anniversary celebration.
Correct.
That's incredible. You've also got live music later on that evening.
Yeah, Jack Vest and a couple of his guys are going to be
out. Oh, I like Jack.
Jack can play.
I think it was. Yeah. He can play, man. Can.
I think they're called the Prune Juice, I believe.
I believe
that's their latest name. So
good old time music.
I know it'll be fun. Last time they did it during the middle of the pandemic for us in the parking lot.
Mm.
And we had quite a few people stop by and listen to them. So,
that's great.
They lost one of their members due to passing, and so it'll be a little hard for them to get out there without him. But
sure,
we're just happy to have some entertainment and stuff for people.
Oh,
they'll be playing from 5 to 7 that night, and Jack doesn't take as many breaks as some of the people would expect him to. So he'll be playing for most of the time.
Well, these musicians, now that they're getting back to live music, and they want to play as much as they can because you don't know how long it's going to last.
Correct. Right? Correct.
So, again, and they're called
prune juice. Now, don't know where that came from, but we can ask Jack.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So, it's going on 10 until, and so it'll last at least till 7.
Yeah.
Correct.
On Saturday.
It'll be a full day thing.
Yeah. But you've had a lot of special events going on throughout the week, right?
Correct.
What are some of your specials you've had going on that you've been doing this week?
Normally on Mondays, every Monday, we have $3.50 potatoes, so we didn't change that.
Yeah.
Tuesday Yesterday they would buy one, get one, 99 cent taco potatoes and taco salads. Bologna was back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday is buy one, get one turkey sandwiches.
My gosh.
Free bag of chips on Friday. And the big one, even though today is Saturday and we're giving, you know, there's going to be a big deal Sunday. Yeah. We're doing 94 cent kids meals, throwing it back to 1981.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That was the price back in 1981. Yes. And 94 cents.
94 cents. That's a 4-inch little, now it's called the Little Jess sandwich.
Yeah.
A pudding and a apple juice, a little carton of apple juice for 94 cents for kids that are 11 and under. So
it seems like your family has been a part of our community for as long as I can remember. And we're going to step back and we're going to talk about kind of the beginnings of your business. And it all goes back to the early 80s, right?
Correct.
Okay. So how did this all get started, Eric? Because Jordan, you weren't around.
I wasn't there. Yeah.
You weren't even thought of yet.
Yeah,
no,
I hadn't even thought of it.
Well, my dad worked at Gates Rubber Company for a while, and then they were going through some restructuring and things, and they wanted him to transfer with Gates to Denver, Colorado. He just didn't see moving the family at that time. Of course, my dad's family was from Galesburg. My mom's family's from Pekin, so everything was right here.
Okay.
And so dad and one of his other colleagues out there got the idea to open a restaurant. And so it had to be, it's called Hungry Hobo. And then, so they opened it, and within the first year and a half, dad's partner wanted out, and so dad bought him out.
Yeah.
So then dad and mom basically became the main workforce, and they were there from before sunrise to after sunset, so basically open to close. This went on for several years until they were able to get things paid off and everything. So
you were just a kid. Yes. What do you remember the conversation when your dad, your mom and dad said, "Hey, we're thinking of opening up a restaurant."
It didn't involve me.
Oh, it did.
They didn't ask us kids.
they just said, "This is what's happening."
You know, when they got into remodeling the old Radio Shack where we're still currently at.
Yeah.
When the mall opened up, Radio Shack went over there.
Yeah.
And so we were as kids in there, and we thought it was fun tearing stuff off the walls and digging up the concrete and hauling rocks out. You know, I mean, that part was fun. Dad and Lyman did a lot of the work, and then obviously like plumbing and electricians, they came in after they did the trenching. I mean, in that day, Dad and Lyman were trying to get it up and going with the fewest amount of dollars spent as possible.
Sure.
Know? And so
let me ask you, Hungry Hobo, was it a franchise before, or did they create it?
There was three founders of Hungry Hobo.
Okay.
They were with Little King, and then Little King kind of went through a bankruptcy deal.
Okay.
And so the three guys went off together and started the Hungry Hobo, opposite of a Little King, like thinking you know, somebody with a crown and now you got a bum type atmosphere, you know. And it just so happened to be they used the train and the railroad theme. And, you know, back when Dad and Lyman got into doing the store, I don't know that they really thought too much about it matching up with Galesburg because of the railroad theme, but it did kind of go in.
It sure did. I mean, it's almost like it was created for Galesburg that way. Yeah. So they bought into the franchise then, right?
Correct.
And then opened up this location. How many other locations did they have at the time?
At that time, I think there was like 8 or 9 total.
Oh, gosh. So it was
mostly Quad Cities orientated.
Okay.
And it grew up to about 14 at one point. And then those guys all retired out, and they went under new ownership, and it was another gentleman, and so they chose to get away from franchise stores and go everything corporate owned.
Okay.
And that was the reason why we changed names.
Yeah. So were there it was under Hungry Hobo for how many years?
Well, all the way from the get-go to 2012.
2012.
31 years.
Yeah, 31 years.
31
almost
years.
Almost close to the dock. It was like July, and we opened in June. So
But it seems like it's been a lot longer than that. That you guys changed the name. That you did change the name.
The last year has aged everyone a few years.
So. Oh, I bet it did. Yeah. So we've got all these. So when did you get into the business, Eric? As far as really becoming a part of it. Yeah, because you were as a teenager. I'm sure you worked there as a great part time job, right? Or
yeah,
full time
I mean,
job.
As a kid, you know, your mom and dad are there, so you're made to go work and do things. But officially, I was kind of put on a hiatus for, let's say, a week and a half while I got my work permit. But from the time that I got my work permit when I was 13 years old, I pretty much worked all the way through high school.
Oh, my gosh.
And into college, and then I left for a period of time, yeah. Full-time anyway. I did help dad on part-time deals, but I worked for the city for 12 years.
Okay.
And then during that period of time, my mother passed away.
Yeah.
And my other two brothers had other type of careers and really had no interest in coming back. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So dad had a conversation with me about, you know, if you're interested in someday taking this over, I would like for you to come back and work with me. I don't want to just turn the key one day and say I'm done and hand you the key and everything with just cold turkey.
Sure.
He wanted to develop those relationships with vendors and people and customers and all that stuff. You
Absolutely.
Know? So I worked alongside dad hand-in-hand management basically for 9 years before he retired.
Oh, my gosh. So, and when did your dad retire?
In 2009.
Okay. So it was a few years before the name change then.
Correct.
Too.
Yes.
So right. Oh my gosh, and that's something that you really couldn't foresee was going to happen, right? I mean
they were picking off all the other franchise stores
one
at a time, the lower end ones, you know. We were their number one selling store out of all the stores, even the corporate owned ones. And so, you know, when it got down to us, you know, it was like, okay. But by that time, we had enough friendships with other store owners that were franchised that we kind of knew what was going down. So we were kind of preparing a little bit for it. You know, and really the only thing we required is anything that was a branded name we had to change, and recipe, things like that. They didn't bother us or anything on that. So
Your family's been such a big part of this community for so many years, so many community supporters, and I really appreciate you taking the time to really, instead of just talking about everything you do, to get some of the history and how you got to where you are now and in this family business. And I'll have to say, you had said, Eric, that when it was Hungry Hobo, your store here was the biggest store in their company,
correct,
right? I mean,
correct.
Even with the company's corporate stores.
Yes.
So it probably was, you know, when you had to change the name, first of all, you're like, oh my gosh, we don't have that corporate umbrella. What are we doing? Was there a point when you were thinking, gosh, this might be it? or were you just like, you know what? We built such a great reputation. We're just going to keep.
I mean, there was things in the back of your mind, the what ifs and all that. But, you know, I mean, honestly, because we kind of knew what they did with some of the other stores, the protocol that they were doing, we felt pretty comfortable because, one, we didn't have to change the menu.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us the rights to the bread recipe that we had used since the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
And so we didn't have to change much. Now, some people say, well, it changed. Well, 2014, we had to get rid of lard, which was the main ingredient in the bread. So that was a government thing that really wasn't something that we did.
Yes.
So, I mean, there is a little tweak on that part of it. But so, you know, then we didn't have to change location, menu, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had heart-to-heart with my dad because, I mean, by that time, dad was retired. And I said, Dad, what do you think? I said, you know, and he goes, well, what do you ask me? I said, Dad, you're as much of this business still.
Yeah.
You know, because you started it. And so he said, you know, there's a lot of pluses. You're not moving. You're in the same location. Your decor doesn't change. The menu doesn't change.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we sit back and thought about that a little bit and just said, you know what, you're right. You know, let's go with what we got. We're the same people, you know.
Yeah.
And so we kind of went with that and advertised and branded a lot that, you know, it's the same location, same menu, same people, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Do you find that people refer to it, Jordan, as still – Do you hear the hungry hobo?
Actually, I actually slipped up yesterday. Monday. We did a ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. And I even said hobo combo. But and for a lot of people, it'll always be the hobo. And I mean, even now, we can't. We'll call it boxcar, but a lot of times it's the store. Have you been to the store?
My brother-in-law, I'm sure you hear these stories all the time of people who have moved away, but when they come back, one of the first places they go to is your store. Because my brother-in-law was in naval intelligence, moved away 30 years in the Navy, and they come home once every few months. I'm not kidding. When they drive into town, we meet them at Lever's.
Yeah.
We meet them there. That's where we see our family because that's the first place he wants to go.
And, you know, I guess that's the thing that if you want to so-called stick your chest out, feel proud about, is that we have been a staple in the community for so long. And Galesburg's been good to us, and we try to be good back to Galesburg. Yeah. And, you know, Dad went through the 80s when the – I won't call it a depression, but, you know, we went through an economic turndown and high interest rates, things like that. The business survived through that, you know, and you're thinking, okay. And so now we just got hit with the pandemic, and you know what? We're still, you know, we're limping, but we're still up and standing and moving on, you know, type thing. So, you know, it is good when you hear those stories of, you know, people coming back to town, and there's other businesses in town that get the same support. You know, there's just some landmark things, and you're thinking, okay, landmark. But then now all of a sudden when you say 40 years, you're thinking, we have been a landmark, you know?
You have. Yes, you have. You're a destination here. You're just a part of people's lives. You are. We're here with Eric Lieber. Jordan Lieber is the third generation of this. Jordan, when did you get into, you and your sister, get into the business?
Well, we did radio commercials for a while.
Oh, yes, you did.
That's more of Jessica's thing. I did it for a few years.
Jessica and Grandpa Larry.
That's their deal.
That's right.
So, that was when we were littler, but when I turned 15, shortly after, my dad had to get a work permit and go.
You did too?
I started working.
Okay.
Yeah, I started working before I was 16. So, but I remember when I was little, Grandpa would watch us sometime, and I would go help him stock the meat case in the morning, or we'd go out and sit with the salesman and order things for the week, and I just sleeping in the booths before we were open, and I mean, I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah,
when I was
grew
little.
Up. You grew so, up.
Yeah, I grew up there.
I mean, really, from birth to now, it's all a part of your life. You don't know any different.
No, I don't. I mean, Dad did tell me after I graduated college, there was a few years, and you go see if you know we want to do something else. So I worked at Keough Eye Care for a few years, and Dad asked me if I wanted to come back because he had an opening, and I was like, I'll come back and, you know, that's what I wanted to do initially, but I had to go to work somewhere else.
and your sister, too, has been involved with not just doing the radio commercials, but
she's popping out. Yeah. Right now she hasn't been working. She's been popping out future radio stars. So right now she's been just taking care of the kids and stuff, but.
Oh, that's got to be great, Grandpa.
It is, you know, and
so cool.
So we just did a picture with Chamber, you know, and there's three grandkids there, you know, and Jordan's expecting in the end of October. So,
Oh, congratulations! Yeah. Oh my
God, my wife is expecting.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Of course. Well, congratulations.
So you know, I mean, there's, you know, my goal is to pass on the business to Jordan and Jessica as well. But I mean. Right now she's got a more important role being a true mother.
Course.
So her day-to-day operations isn't what she would probably want in the back of her mind. And we understand that, and by no means excluding her on it, cause she's been a big part of branding with my dad and stuff over the years and so forth. And then, you know what? The pride will be when they can pass it down to their kids.
That's
and
right.
So instead of 40, maybe they'll be talking about 80 or someday, you know, who knows?
How great is that? We're talking with Eric Lieber and Jordan Lieber from Lieber's Boxcar Express. Their 40th anniversary celebration is this Saturday. Lots of great things going on. So when you, what has changed over the years? What do you think is the biggest change, Eric, that you've been through since this all started? Maybe we can talk about the menu side of it. What do you see as the
We've had a few sandwich changes. I mean,
yeah.
That's why we brought bologna and cheese back. You know, it was never really seemed to be a large volume seller for us.
Mm-hmm.
But when we took it off the menu, people want it back, you know. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, okay. And Amos down at Lock and Key, and when his kids came home, they were always like getting word that, hey, they're coming back. So we'd get the bologna ordered in, and we'd run a monthly special when they were coming back. There again,
yeah,
another
right.
landmark thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, for us, you know, things like that, some sandwiches come and go.
Yeah.
Our number three never used to be the ham turkey cheese. It used to be a ham prosciutto and cheese.
Yeah.
And so those kind of tweaks. But, you know, the health regulations and things like that have been the biggest change. I mean, I think our food service today – by and large, is a lot safer than it ever used to be because of the regulations. There was no health department when I, you know, when I first got into this, and
sure.
till then. So, you know, I mean, back in the '80s and through several years of doing it, we were writing on paper plates.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you write, come in, what's their number 11? We'd write it on a paper plate.
Yes.
And then if they got a taco salad, we'd write on the side of it, taco salad or 33 potato, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's all done on the register. And
right.
we got printers kicking to the back. And we've reorganized our line a little bit to feed so that we can actually, I say feed, so we can feed from both sides in the operation.
Yeah.
Because it used to be two independent lines. Because at one time we never had potatoes. It was.
I was about to say you didn't always have.
No,
potatoes.
It was two. When you come in, you had a line. You go left or right, and it was sandwich making only.
Yeah.
And then they put in potatoes. You know, and we did go through a spell where we had pizzas in the mid '80s.
Yeah.
And then they used a recipe called Mama Bozzo's.
Okay.
And corporate did that, and we did okay with it. But, I mean, they eventually dropped it and stuck to the main core of the things that they were. It wasn't a large – I think it was about 1% of sales, so it really wasn't worth it.
Jordan, what's the most popular sandwich?
I would say the number 11, the combo.
Number 11,
Dad's favorite. We sell a lot of those. And the number 3, ham, turkey, cheese.
Okay.
Potato side, it's – the taco tater,
taco,
and then number 26, the broccoli cauliflower. But
yeah. All right. That's the biggins right there. Talking about something else that is different, new. When did Carl Sandburg College come into the mix, Jordan?
We're on our second contract now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and they're a 5-year contract. So we've been out there for about 6 or 7 years.
My gosh.
Yeah. They came and asked us to put a bid in, and they wanted to do something more local, and we thought it'd be good, and I kind of oversee all that now.
Yeah.
We've been kind of closed during COVID and stuff, but we're back out there finally doing some catering and stuff like that.
Right.
But that's a good thing. We're just out there. We take care of all their catering, their daily food.
Mm-hmm.
I think almost all of us, my dad went there, I went there, Jessica went there. So
before I went to college there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we all kind of went through there.
And it's a different, and not a different menu, just a different way.
Right, we still have, it is kind of a different menu, though. We have a grill and a fryer.
Right.
And it's just kind of more of like a cafeteria food kind of somewhat.
Yeah,
We do all of our sandwiches and a few potatoes, but mostly... we do chicken strips, burgers, all that stuff.
Well, that is a lot different than sure.
Get into a little more full line catering out there too.
Gotcha.
So it allows us to do some stuff for wedding venues and graduations, things that aren't necessarily potatoes and sandwiches, you know.
Sure.
Just because of the ability that we have out there and the menu that we serve.
And you've always done the catering side with the large sandwiches, right?
Yes.
You've always done that. So adding more of the full menu part of it, that was a big deal for...
It was a little bit of adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, I do pasta bars, taco bars. We do fried chicken, stuff like that. We've done a lot of stuff. And we got a wedding. We did my wedding. In the fall,
you had to cater your own wedding, Jordan.
Well, yeah, sort of. Dad did most of the daily work. I helped prep before, but
that's the price of getting the day off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. we had to make money somehow.
The pandemic hit the restaurant industry, our local restaurants, really, really hard. Tell me what was going on with Lieber's Boxcar Express when the pandemic hit.
A lot of fear.
I
felt like your back is against the wall, you know, and I mean, you're backed into a corner and you don't have, you know, any way to turn, but you had to come out fighting some which way.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I'll have to pass this on over to Jordan because luckily, you know, I guess if you want to call it me being smart or me being kind of naive in some of this stuff, I turned it over to him because a lot of this app stuff and all this stuff, his generation is more into it, and he knew, you know. And so I said, here's our goal. I want to get a couple of these things up and going, and this is going into the end of the year. And Lord knew what was going on because we had some of this stuff up and going, and Jordan kind of navigated and did Facebook Lives and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, as much as our employees were a big part of getting us through it, this part was our real only communication and ways to let people know we're still here.
So, Jordan, what was – you were already working on – before the pandemic hit, you were already working on growing Lieber's Boxcar Express into the 21st century as far as the technology-wise.
Meaning,
ordering online, right? Online presence.
Right.
Tell us about what was going on.
Like dad tasked me, we'd been pushing for one, and I had to do a lot of research, figure out who was the best vendors to go through for the apps and stuff. And I think we got it up and running like late October, maybe November-ish. And it happened to work out perfect because we got shut down in March.
Yeah.
It was. And we were completely down. We were actually doing like 95% of our business was online at that time.
Yeah,
at first, nobody knew what the regulations were. People didn't know if they could come in and order sandwiches, if they could call in or whatnot.
Yeah.
So we had it already out there, you know, but we could order online. And we had people, still have a couple of them, they order every single day from us. I mean, it's incredible. But, it just so happened that we did that. We started, Dad and I were talking, and we had to find a way to do it. So we started doing the curbside service. And did an impromptu drive-thru out the side of the building, trying to just give as many options. We were doing deliveries through the app, but they were being taken by DoorDash.
Gotcha.
And at that time, they were taking a pretty hefty chunk from our thing, and so we decided to do our own deliveries. And I was out driving every day and then we did these drops to to Oneida and Alexis and Knoxville. We went and did each night of the week, and it was just.
Right.
It was nice when we got back open for a little while, and we were rolling pretty good and feeling good. Then we got shut back down, and Dad, he told me, I don't know if I got it in me again. Well, we got to keep fighting. We can't.
But Eric, you had said that you didn't have to lay people off.
No, we were very fortunate that with the style of business that we have and the way we had these other options, we cut hours back because I think people were, at home and they weren't eating as late. There wasn't any activities to go do because everything was shut down. Right. So we cut our hours back, but we were able to keep people employed.
Eric Lieber, Jordan Lieber from Lieber's Boxcar Express here in Galesburg. In this pandemic, you made some big headlines.
Yeah.
Jordan, and could you tell us about this Feeding the 5,000?
Yeah, so we started out with our foundation, and my uncle called and let's feed 5,000 people. Okay. And he kind of caught me off guard. And
We're trying to keep the doors open here.
I was like, I'm all right with help. I wanted to do something, but he said 5,000. It was like, all right, let's do it. So we ended up getting the YMCA involved, Bethesda Church, and a couple of Defenders of Freedom and stuff. And we knew that they knew where the food needed to be.
So is that what your uncle's idea was? He had heard that people were were suffering out there.
Yeah, I mean, the schools were closed, and a lot of kids had to eat at school, and they we'd never been through this before, so no one was prepared to just mass distribute food. Now we got, the United Way, and they got a lot of better systems down, but at the time, just people needed food that couldn't get to it, and sometimes it wasn't safe for them to get to it. They didn't have... The masks were short on supply. We had no idea what we were getting into at the time. And it was actually pretty awesome. The community rallied around it big time. People handed us money to keep it going.
My gosh.
And we got up to 6,500. And then my uncle called, and again, he said, what do you think about doing another 5,000? I said, yep, let's do it. So we did another 5,000. And again, people were giving us money, and we ended up getting up to like 12,000 something.
My gosh.
And then we decided to do one down in Springfield. where he lives. That's where the foundation's based out of.
Yeah.
And so we did another 5,000 down there. So we're just shy of 18,000 total sandwiches given to the community. And we had people crying when the food was showing up. They needed it so bad. And whole families coming to the church, the pantries, and getting food for them. That was us. And it was really a lot of touching stories. And we're glad we had the partners we did, because they knew exactly where the food needed to be.
Man. Eric Lieber and Jordan Lieber from Lieber's Boxcar Express here in Galesburg. That speaks to your family rooted in faith. It's pretty important to you and your family.
Yeah, and we
in your business.
Yeah, and you can blame a lot of that on our mom. You know what I mean? And, okay. And I guess, you know what I mean, that's kind of where I think my brother had the burden to help others. Mom was a school teacher, then worked in the sandwich business with Dad.
Yeah.
And and like I said, she was a cheerleader and coach and stuff like that, you know. But and she was just a real woman of faith and stuff. And, you know, like I said, it was more about she'd give the shirt off her back to help somebody else. Yeah. And I think that's kind of where my brother, David, thought that the foundation could really help others in this pandemic. And David jumped on it quick. I mean, of course, he's a doctor, but he saw what was coming down and what was happening. And so he jumped on it quick. And like Jordan alluded to, you know, we were kind of ahead of some of these other people that started getting into it. And I think that's what made us, we bridged that gap while people were still figuring out what they could and couldn't do and getting their ducks in a row. We were able to jump on something.
What a cool way to look at that. Bridge the gap until others caught up.
Yeah.
And said, well, we can help, and this is how. But you guys were there going.
Yeah. We were, you know, we'd mass distribute food every day, all the time. So we were in a better situation and to get that, to get it distributed.
Yeah. And so your grandma's got to be looking down going.
Oh, she probably,
this is wow.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, she was. I was only a year and a half old when she passed away. But everything I've heard and people, you know, loved her, and that's exactly what she would have loved being there.
Your mom would have been pretty impressed with all this thing. Good job. Yeah. This is what you should be doing, right?
Well, I mean, that's what you're hoping, and you know, so forth. So.
Oh, great. Well, we're running out of time here, and I wanted to touch base real quick with our with your 40th anniversary celebration. This what a great way for the community to come by and say thank you for. I mean, I know you're trying to say thank you to the community for their support, but what a great chance for us to stop by and say, you know, thank you for just doing what you do. I mean, it's so much more than a place where I can get great sandwiches and great taters. I mean,
I think it's been a relationship you develop. You know, we've been fortunate enough. We have three employees that have been with us 30 years.
My gosh.
You know, employees have been here 30 years.
Oh.
And the relationships that you develop with the customers come in, you know, they know them by face, now by name and stuff. And so, you know, even though Jordan and I are here today, it's the others that are behind the scenes too.
Well, think of how many kids, teenagers, had their first job.
Oh yeah,
Hungry Hobo and Lieber's. And
in fact, Jordan and I were just talking about that. Yeah. We've got some second generation workers already, you know, and they're going off and starting their own families. They just ain't old enough to come to work yet.
Oh, that's so great. Well, lots of great things going on Saturday with the free train rides for kids, free cupcakes. You've got we do want to say the cold half rail sandwich is just $3.50 that day. And the big one is the veterans. Once again, Jordan, you're really giving back to veterans this Saturday.
$20 to every veteran that comes in and identifies themselves. I mean, as a veteran, we're not going to really pull hairs there. But, we want to give out. They've done so much, sacrificed their lives for us. So, $20 to every veteran that comes in.
$20 Lieber's Boxcar Express gift certificate to every veteran. Okay. Right. Yeah. That's wonderful. And then live music that night, Saturday night, 5 to 7, and specials going on through the weekend and so much more. Well, I wish the best for your 40th anniversary, and how about 40 more, right?
Hopefully.
Eric, congratulations to you and your family on your celebration and anniversary here. Your dad, such a great friend of the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Known him for so long. and it's so great. So please extend our thanks to him as well. And come back and see us again soon.
Oh, anytime. It's been fun.